This is Mary Traveland with Dixon Brothers Pool and Pond Supply in Mesquite. I've been Neil's announcer for many years. And now, with Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening, it's my pleasure to welcome my friend, Neil Sperry.
Thank you very, very much there, Mary Traveland. Mary is, as she said, with Dixon Brothers, and they are a sponsor, and she is my announcer for all that time. And how lucky can a guy be to have a friend, a business associate, and a person with such a lovely voice and the willingness to be my announcer. Thank you, Mary Traveland, Dixon Brothers, D-I-C-K-S-O-N, in Mesquite. We are here to talk live today about the plants at your place. You need to pick up that phone and give us a call, 214-787-1820. 214-787-1820. 800-288-WBAP. 800-288-9227. And then the Verizon phone number is the #820. So you have three easy ways to reach us, and none of them should cost you anything. Michelle Shook is screening calls for me, Collin County Master Gardener and my friend. And also R.J. Williams is screening for me, and R.J. is also my friend. He is not a Master Gardener, but we're working on him. And then Lee Riza is running the boards today. So those are the people with the hard jobs. I have the job of answering your garden questions, and that's kind of easy because gardening has always been my hobby. I have been doing media horticulture in one form or another for 42 years in the Dallas-Fort Worth area and 35 years on commercial radio, and I get to talk about my hobby, my favorite of many hobbies. And I have always told my children, and will eventually be telling my grandkids, that's the best it gets. If you can do that, then it really is a fun thing. So hope you'll pick up the phone. Give us a call. Once again, the phone lines are open right now. This is your best time of the entire day. If you have a gardening question you'd like to bounce off, let's talk about it at 214-787-1820, 800-288-WBAP, which translates numerically to 800-288-9227, and then Verizon is the # and 820. I want to kind of reach out and thump your ear just a little bit and try to get a little more attention to our SPCA of Texas Pet of the Week. I've done our pets for 25 years, and for 25 years we've had wonderful success in doing these Pets of the Week. It may go back farther than that even. I'm here to tell you that the reason that these dogs and cats, but I always ask for dogs, the reason that these dogs are so special to me is, first of all, I'm a shelter animal kind of a guy. I'm kind of a mutt of my own self here. I'm adopted, and so I don't know my lineage at all, and neither do they. And my heart goes to them, and this is your chance to reach out and adopt a great pet. The shelters that I talk about, the SPCA shelters in McKinney and in Dallas, are cheerful places. They are happy, clean places where the volunteers exercise the animals and work with the animals and teach them, and you're getting some really great dogs and cats and donkeys and emus and whatever else they happen to have, but most especially the dogs in terms of my program. You're getting some wonderful animals. Now, here is the thing that's been happening the last few weeks. We haven't gotten our dogs adopted, and so I took a little extra effort to say, please, won't you consider? For example, Freckles, the gorgeous, affectionate spaniel mix, is waiting for a home. Freckles is a two-year-old pup, lots of love to give, and he is available for you at the McKinney Shelter of the SPCA. He's been waiting there all week thinking, what's a guy got to do? Neil talked about me. Where are my people coming to get me? That's Freckles. And today we add Aries. Aries is a handsome, athletic boxer mix with Arctic blue eyes and a great big smile that will warm your heart. Now, Aries has a lot to smile about at the SPCA of Texas because he's about to turn 2 years old. And the best birthday present would be, in the whole wide world, would be you. You stopping in to adopt Aries. Now, Aries, I was telling my wife last night, is one cool-looking dude because half of his face, front to back, is white and half is boxer color, the other boxer color, brown. And he's an interesting-looking guy. You won't forget Aries. No forgetting him. He's partial to peanut butter flavor, so if you bring him a birthday cake or or whatever. He would love that. I just read what I'm given here. Aries would love to go outside for a lovely jog, a game of frisbee, tug of war, or chase. He'd make an excellent agility dog. He loves to exercise and play with you on a daily basis. He'll curl up next to you, give you plenty of kisses while you rub his tummy. Now, like most of his fellow breed mates, he's extremely intelligent and eager to please. He's a quick learner and treat motivated, so he's very trainable. That's the sort of thing that they find out by working with these dogs. This is Aries, and he is a coming up on 2-year-old boxer mix, and we have Freckles, the affectionate spaniel, who also is a 2-year-old pup. To view all the animals the SPCA of Texas has for adoption, go to spca.org/findapet. Just like all the pets at the SPCA of Texas, Aries has already been neutered. He's had all of his age-appropriate vaccines. Bring your current dog to the shelter for a meet and greet before you adopt a new dog. Carefree Aries is waiting for his new forever owners. The McKinney Shelter is at 8411 Stacy Road. That's 8411 Farm to Market 720. Coming from Frisco, you're on Main Street. It turns into Stacy when you go past Custer. The shelter is just east of Custer on Stacy, maybe a quarter mile east. And they're open noon until 6, 7 days a week. So is the Dallas Shelter. And it is at 2400 Lone Star Drive, 2400 Lone Star Drive, I-30 at Hampton Road, noon to 6, 7 days a week. The SPCA of Texas Pet of the Week. Won't you please go out and visit and let them know that you're hearing about their dogs here on my program. I really would be grateful. This is sponsored by a brand new advertiser, and we welcome Armor Guard, Storm Shelters, and Safe Rooms. Now, let me tell you just a little bit about this company. I know the principals have known them for years, and they are wonderful people who do quality work. Weather is changing every day. It seems to change. Storms are getting worse and worse. It just seems like Armor Guard can protect you and your family from severe weather, tornadoes, and so much more. Now, Armor Guard has four main types of storm shelters and safe rooms. They have a concrete in-ground, concrete safe rooms, steel in-ground, and steel safe rooms. Now, the safe rooms are above ground, and they would be, for example, inside your home or whatever. They'll show you the alternatives and options. They're easily installed in urban homes. They're not just for rural dwellers anymore. These big storms come plowing through the urban areas. You know, you see the news. It's happened locally. The most popular shelter is one that can be placed right inside the garage, and you won't believe it. Armor Guard's products meet or exceed the FEMA 320-360 and ICC 500 building codes. I don't know a thing about those building codes, but I know that these people have gotten products here that are at the best. They were tested for FEMA at the Wind and Science Research Center at Texas Tech. They can withstand a F5 tornado at 250 miles per hour. Wow. All products are reasonably priced, can normally be installed within 2 to 3 weeks of your order. Financing is available, and they take all major credit cards. They also come with a lifetime warranty. Call Carolyn or Tim today, 214-520-6160, or visit the website. I'll give that to you again in just a moment. Again, that number, 214-520-6160. The website is armorguardshelters.com, and it's Armor, A-R-M-O-U-R, guardshelters.com.
Hi, this is Jerry Garrison, president with Baylor Regional Medical Center at Plano.
Hi, this is Johnny Hooper with Hooper Music Productions.
And I'm John Ingram of John Eagle Honda in Dallas.
Bob Brackman, you're listening to my friend Neil Sperry. Let's get back to Neil.
Thank you, guys. Well, we're ready to get the program underway. Let's do that. And, Lee, I'm hearing a little static in my headphones again like we did last week. If you could help me with that, I'd be grateful. Let's go to our first call today. Will be Luther in Fort Worth. Luther, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil. How are you?
I'm well. How can I help you?
Well, I've got some very special Easter lilies, Neil. I had planted them for my mom 8 years ago, and she passed away 5 years ago, and I dug them up and transplanted them here at my house, and they bloomed every year. But this year, something got to them early before the buds matured and bloomed, and I can never find an insect eating on them. I don't know what time they're feeding, but it literally looks like you shot the size of a BB through the bud and through the leaves.
So there is a hole in them, in other words?
A hole. I mean, it looks just like you took a BB gun and shot a hole right through it.
All right, and is it just a singular hole here and over there and over there?
Sir.
Not in a row at all?
Yes, sir, exactly.
All right.
And they go after the buds, and then I don't know what I can find to treat them with. I can never find whatever little critter is doing the damage to them.
Well, you need to watch to see if it's happening at night. Generally, a caterpillar will do that kind of damage. A slug or snail is going to be nocturnal in feeding, and they will just take bites. And so I don't think it's going to be at night, and I don't think it's going to be a snail or slug. You know what I might consider, Luther, would be it may very well be chalked up to all of the moths and butterflies that we have had this year. We've never had a population like we're having. And it may be nothing more than that, some that you haven't seen before because they just haven't been out there before.
Well, my wife did say she thought she saw a caterpillar on the stalk of one day.
That's all it would take would be a caterpillar, and they will bore in that way. And so that would be my best guess, would be that something of that sort. But at this point, it's kind of after the fact, and I don't know that there's much you can do about it. For looping types of caterpillars, BT, Bacillus thuringiensis, is what you use, for example, for cabbage loopers. I don't know what insect this is, and I don't know, and caterpillars come in two categories, some loop and some just walk around standard style. You know, by looping, I mean like the horseshoe shape in their body.
Right.
And if you and BT will work on both kinds. 7-Dust works very well, but only on the ones that just walk normally. So, I am not terribly secure in the answer I've given you. I think my answer is a little bit late because of the fact that this has already happened. I might next year suggest that you put a systemic insecticide down that would get them before they have a chance to do any feeding. It would be waiting in the plant tissues. But I am really flying blind. One thing I will do is I'll do a quick web search for Easter Lily production and see if there are any larvae that get into them either in the growing fields in Washington and Oregon or in greenhouse production. And that might give us a head start on
Well, they were
the
looking great up until about a week ago, Neil.
Well,
it all started about a week ago.
When I get into a little bit longer break, I have 30 seconds between live ads for a little while this morning. And once I get to a longer break, let me see what I can find. But in the meanwhile, if you want to do the research, I would just look up Easter Lily production insect pests. And when you put the word production in there, it's going to take you to commercial growing pages of how they're produced, and they're grown outside in Oregon and Washington State. So they may know of the pest. And if you can find out what the insect is, then we can go from there. If you see something that meets that description.
Yeah, I hate to lose them this year. They successfully bloomed every year for the last 8 years.
Don't give up. This isn't going to kill the plant, so they'll be back. I appreciate your call so much. Thank you, sir.
I'll be listening. Enjoy your show.
I appreciate that. Thank you very, very much. All right, we're going to take a break, and this will be for Encore Azaleas. Encore Azaleas add bright, beautiful color to your garden in spring, summer, and fall. Developed by the renowned plant expert Buddy Lee, Encore Azaleas are available in 25 flower colors and sizes. There's an Encore Azalea for every garden, for every landscape. All the different azalea types are in Encore. They've been selected because they have repeat blooming. They'll bloom again 2 and 3 extra times during the course of the year. It is extremely common. It's not any kind of novelty for them to be in bloom at the end of October going into November, and you look at them and think, those are the biggest impatiens I've ever seen. They're like shrubs, and then you realize those are shrubs. Those are Encore Azaleas. They tolerate morning sun fairly well, then afternoon shade. You need to give them at least 4 to 6 hours of sunlight, and they need pure organic matter. 20-inch deep beds filled with Canadian peat, sphagnum peat moss, and also finely ground pine bark mulch. You can dig down about 10 inches, take that soil out, and replace it with the organic matter, and they are ready to roll. The best-selling azaleas in the world, they go by the name of Encore. Ask for Encore Azaleas by name when you go garden shopping. You can find a lot more information at EncoreAzalea.com.
Busy Bees Pest Control is truly a full-service pest control company for residential, commercial, and multifamily properties serving the entire Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. Their full pest control service can handle all forms of pest control from bees and bed bugs to animal trapping and bird control and much more. Visit their website, busybees.com, to learn more about bed bug detecting dogs Alfie and Trapper. Busy Bees Pest Control. See how good a service can be. For more information, call toll-free at 1-800-INSECTS or visit them at busybees.com. That's BIZZYBEES.com.
Dallas Plumbing Company's coming. Take two on a live ad here. Dallas Plumbing Company is coming to our house tomorrow to install our new air conditioning unit, and we are pretty pumped about that. It's in a room that it kind of has some flow from air from other rooms, and so it hasn't been a huge issue. But boy, it's about to change, and we're getting the really good deal on the really good air conditioning unit. Let me explain. First of all, Dallas Plumbing Company, serving DFW continuously since 1903, 109 years. This company's been family owned by the Downs family, four generations of nice people. They have been listed as best plumber in D Magazine, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Heating, Best Pick Report, and Consumer's Choice Award for Business Excellence multiple years. Dallas Plumbing Company is a Carrier factory authorized dealer. Carrier, turn to the experts. And through June 30, get up to $1,350 cash back on an amazing new Infinity air and heating system powered by GreenSpeed. It shatters the myths about heat pump efficiency in our climate, plus 0% interest for up to 12 months with a regular minimum payment. Now, having said that, I will tell you that's what we're getting tomorrow, and we're pumped up about our heat pump coming from Dallas Plumbing Company. They also invite you to see the designer and famous brand faucets, sinks, toilets, and much more on display at their kitchen and bath showroom. We spent many a happy half day in there shopping when we remodeled our home many years ago, and never dreaming that I'd be doing ads for them. It's 11055 Plano Road in Dallas, just a mile or so north of LBJ. Avoid problems with fitting your new fixtures to your plumbing. Talk to the experts first, the company you've gone to for generations. For more information, call 214-340-6300. They're the best. Dallas Plumbing at 214-340-6300. DallasPlumbing.com.
Those welcome spring rains that have made everything look so beautiful aren't so welcome for your foundation. This is Neil Sperry for Advanced Foundation Repair. The rains have made our dry soils expand, putting enormous pressure on your foundation. If you're seeing little cracks in the walls or if your doors are starting to stick, call Advanced Foundation Repair. Their patented ProLift repairs come with a transferable lifetime warranty. Advanced Foundation Repair, 214-333-0003. FoundationRepairs.com.
Black Cow composted cow manure starts with cow manure from dairy farms right here in big old Texas. Then they add water and Texas sunshine that aids in the natural composting process. It takes several months to complete. Black Cow is fully composted. There's no bad odor. Black Cow's a terrific soil conditioner for improving weak, sandy, or rocky soils. By adding organic matter and improving water retention in the root zone, that's very important during dry spells, and in clay soils, it breaks open the clay. And that's what most of us have, so it does a great job. Work Black Cow into your flower beds, vegetable plantings that you may still be making. It won't burn tender plants. It provides nutrients. You can spread it over your lawn as a top dressing if you wish. You can use it when setting out new trees and shrubs. You can use it in planting ground covers, flowers, all kinds of things. Hanging baskets and potting soil even. Black Cow. Black Cow has a great website. Lots of great information. Check them out at blackcow.com. BLACKKOW. Yep, that's right. The website has a double K in the middle, blackcow.com. Look for Black Cow in the bright yellow and black bag. You'll find it at most Lowe's garden centers. Many find independent nurseries and garden centers. Ask for it by name, Black Cow, BLACKKOW.com. And it's back to our phone lines. We have a line open at 214-787-1820, 800-288-WBAP, Verizon is #820. And this is John in Kaufman. John, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, sir.
I've got a
problem with grass burrs, with a lack of a better name for them. Try to figure out how to get rid of things short of pouring concrete over top of them.
Okay. Well, it is, I hope we're not too late for this year. The best way to eliminate grass burrs year in and year out is to apply a pre-emergent weed killer before they germinate. And the timing is just critical, absolutely critical. There are two applications needed. You need both of them. If you don't do the first one, the second one is useless. One of them is made the first week or 10 days of March, and then you repeat it 90 days later, the first week or 10 days of June. And it would be Dimension, Halts, Baylan. Those are three of the common active ingredient products that you could choose.
Okay.
Yeah, so there's nothing you can do if they're up and growing now. There's nothing you can do other than pluck them out for this year. It's very critical. It's one of those things that has a very timely, got to do it now kind of a situation.
Okay, so again, when is the best time to do this? Right before
first week of March, first week of June in Kaufman where you are.
Yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
That will vary for other listeners, but where
I'll
you are.
I'll try that in another time.
There you go. Thanks for calling, John. Let's go to Gene in Grand Prairie. Gene, this is Neil. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Neil.
How can I help?
Question I've got is I've got an area that's 2 foot by 20 foot that I want to put ground cover on there. It's too narrow to use my mower in there, and it didn't get much sun. It's got a stockade fence on one side. And my wooden deck on the other. So I was thinking about putting a ground cover back there, and I just want to know what kind to use.
All right. How wide is the area?
It's 2 foot wide.
2 feet wide, and how long?
20 foot long.
All right. You're ready for me on that one. Good. And then how far down from the deck is it?
About a foot.
All right. Do you care if you see it from the deck? Are you trying to...
I'm just trying to cover that. I don't want it to grow too tall.
Okay, what's too tall, I guess, is my question.
Well, to where you can look out over the deck and see it coming up.
That's what I wondered. All right. Then, without any question, your best ground cover would be Mondo grass, otherwise known as monkey grass, regular Mondo grass, not the dwarf, but the regular one that gets about 7 or 8 inches tall.
Okay, and it only gets about probably... at the most, 50% sunlight a day.
What time of the day? That's a lot of sun.
Noontime.
Ugh. That's kind of a borderline call, Gene. I have at my home probably, I don't know if I have half an acre of Mondo grass now, but if I don't, it's getting pretty close. And in a couple of places where I've removed branches that had died or been broken by ice or something, I live in a pecan forest, and things do happen over many years. And in places where it suddenly got more light than it had been used to, it would yellow on me. And those were noon sun for about 5 hours. And I'm thinking about in my backyard, there was an area probably 10 by 20 feet, and I just dug that Mondo grass up this year, in fact, and moved it to another area where I needed some and where there would be shade. It didn't weaken the plant. It just, it wasn't happy there. I don't know. That may be okay. That is by far your best low, stay right here kind of a ground cover. The other option you would have would be to use... so many of the ground covers are vines, and they will end up trying to climb the chain link fence. Do you have access to the other side of the fence?
No, the stockade fence. No, that's
it's stockade. Yeah, I'm sorry. If it's stockade, that's different. That helps a lot.
Yeah.
Then I think you could also use, wouldn't be my choice. I would really try the Mondo grass first, but you could try Asian jasmine or purple winter creeper euonymus. Those will both try to go under your deck and may come up through the decking, and that's the negative there. But you could easily enough step down, take a yardstick, and just pull them back out, and that'll shut them down for 5 months.
Yeah, I've got the Asian jasmine in my front flower.
Yeah, and it will take the shade and the heat, and it'd take everything. What'd you say?
I've got that Asian jasmine in my front flower beds, and it's, yeah, I don't want that back there.
All right. I've used it in a similar setting and been pretty happy with it, but it's all okay. Well, then I'd try the Mondo grass and hope that you have enough shade for it. The decking and the angles of the light may be giving it more shade than you think. That's my best answer.
Well, that monkey grass, it needs more shade. Is that what
it does better in the shade? It does not want to have hot midday or afternoon sun. That's what I was trying to say.
Okay. Yeah. All right, Neil.
All right, good deal. Thanks for calling. I appreciate it. It's just hard to tell without seeing it. All right, we need to take a break right now to tell you about Bayer Advanced All-in-One Rose and Flower Care, perfect for controlling insects and diseases as it feeds for brighter, more vibrant flowers. This product's exclusive formula feeds and protects against insects and diseases in one easy step. You don't spray it. You just mix it in a watering can and pour it at the base of the plants. 3 systemic products in one. It fertilizes, feeds, and renews, a 9-14-9 analysis for strong roots, shoots, and blooms. For insect control, aphids, lace bugs, leaf beetles, leaf hoppers, mealybugs, thrips, and white flies. Disease control for up to 6 weeks of black spot, powdery mildew, rust, and southern blight. 6 weeks protection against the major problems of roses, hibiscus, iris, azaleas, camellias, and other flowers and shrubs. Growing beautiful roses, flowers, and shrubs has never been easier. Ask for Bayer Advanced products at your local garden center. Bayer Advanced, better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com.
Opinions, ideas, agreements, disagreements. This is Life on your radio. 820 AM and 96.7 FM. WBAP.
Arborological Services, the tree experts your trees deserve. The Dallas area number is 972-442-1524. In Fort Worth, you can reach them 817-849-1160. They've been serving the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex now. They're in their fourth decade of business. Their outstanding staff includes more than 10 International Society of Arboriculture certified arborists. They have college-degreed plant pathologists, horticulturists, and foresters, and two of their people have been selected as Arborists of the Year for the state of Texas. Their tree climbing crews have taken state competitions 20 out of the 30 years it's been held. They offer complete tree maintenance programs, fertilizing, pruning, cabling, and bracing, insect and disease control, consultation, damage assessment and appraisal. They do all of that and a ton more. They think about trees. The only company that will ever touch my trees, Arborological Services. In Facebook, Arborological Services, Inc. On Twitter, at The Tree Experts. With no spaces. On the web, it's arborological.com. And old-fashioned way, on the telephone, the Dallas area number, 972-442-1524. The Fort Worth area number, 817-849-1160. Arborological Services. It's time to check in with the WBAP 24/7 newsroom with Jerry Overton.
WBAP News Time, 8:30. I'm Jerry Overton in the WBAP 24/7 newsroom. A 20-year-old Fort Worth man received an automatic life sentence without parole. That's for the robbery and fatal shooting of a teenager in 2010. Damian Merkelduff convicted in the death of 18-year-old Daniel Garner, an Everman High School graduate who lived with his mother and 4 foster children. One person killed, 5 others seriously injured when high winds blew over a tent near Busch Stadium in downtown St. Louis yesterday. St. Louis Fire Chief Dennis Jenkerson.
This is a very grave situation that happened here. This is quick. There's a large crowd, and as after a ball game, it's a different crowd. You know, it's a lot of confusion ensued as soon as this happened.
Tent was set up next to a sports bar. A sailing organization says it looks like a yacht involved in a race off the coast of California and Mexico was slammed by a much larger vessel, and it's possible the bigger ship didn't even realize anything happened. Coast Guard's still looking for a missing crew member, but has found debris and 3 bodies. WBAP News Time now is 8:35.
In Dallas, eastbound 635 LBJ between Marsh and the Dallas North Tollway, traffic is reduced to 1 lane because of construction that is scheduled until noon today. And in Fort Worth, a wreck on East Loop 820 southbound at 287. This report brought to you by Hammermill Paper. Hammermill Paper is backed by a 99.99% jam-free guarantee. Don't you wish traffic was? Hammermill, no worries. With the 24-hour on-time traffic watch, I'm Blaine Brooks, and News Talk 820 AM and 96.7 FM WBAP.
And the WBAP Weather In Touch forecast, partly sunny with a high near 86 this afternoon. We're going to see winds gusting out of the south up to 25 miles an hour. cloudy and 71 tonight. Slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm tomorrow afternoon with a high of 85. It's mostly cloudy right now, 70 degrees at DFW Airport. It's 836. I'm Jerry Overton, News Talk 820 AM, 96.7 FM, WBAP.
Discover the difference with the power of perennials. Don't settle for the ordinary. Earth-friendly landscapes with Texas natives and well-adapted plant selections require less water and maintenance and provide beauty and a pleasing environment to complement your home and lifestyle. At Shades of Green, they encourage you to think outside the box. With spring now in full swing, daily shipments are arriving at Shades of Green. They're stocked up with fresh selections of quality annual color, perennial color, herbs, native plants, shrubs, and trees. Don't forget, you'll find everything you need to go organic at Shades of Green. Take the drive out to Shades of Green in Frisco and see for yourself why they really are not your ordinary nursery. Give them a call at 972-335-9095. That's 972-335-9095. Stop by and visit Shades of Green at 7401 Coit Road, just 2 miles north of Highway 121 in Frisco.
You can rely on Dalworth to clean, restore, repair, even replace carpets, hardwood, tile and grout, natural stone, and fine rugs. I've told you about Dalworth and Dalworth Carpet Cleaning originally for more than 31 years. In fact, carpet cleaning is what they are featuring right now. $29 per area on 5 areas or more of carpet deep down Dalworth clean. You can book online at Dalworth.com right now for additional savings, or you can call them tomorrow at 214 or 817. Metro 267-8433. You see their trucks out and about all the time across the Metroplex. And just every time you see those trucks, please remember, that's the one I hear Neil talking about. And if you've listened for any period of time, you know it's been a long time. And I'm very grateful for that business relationship with Dalworth Clean. Again, 267-8433. Or book online at Dalworth.com. They also have Dalworth Fine Floors. We're getting new carpeting for my magazine office. They're from 8509 Davis in North Richland Hills. Justin Sifford is the manager there, 817-520-1400. They're open Monday through Saturday. This is not where the carpet cleaning and the floor service business is located. This is a storefront that sells the most incredible flooring. So that's Dalworth Fine Floors. They'll be glad to bring samples to your home, so call tomorrow. Again, 817-520-1400. 8509 Davis in North Richland Hills. Again, it's $29 per area of Dalworth, deep down Dalworth clean for your carpeting. The number to call to book that is 214 or 817-267-8433. Book online at Dalworth.com, keeping North Texas homes the next best thing to new. Since 1975, it's Dalworth clean.
A dependable answer to your gardening question is just a phone call away. Call Neil now, 214-787-1820 or 800-288-WBAP. That's 800-288-9227. Once again, here's Neil Sperry.
Thank you, Mary, very, very much. An invitation to join me, if you are so inclined. I hope you will be so inclined. I'll be talking about garden facts and fantasies, and we're going to have some contests and have fun next Saturday, May 5 at 2:30 in the newest facility, the brand-new grand opening of Statewide Remodeling. It's part of the grand opening ceremony at Statewide's new showroom at 2450 Esters Boulevard in the DFW Airport area. The festivities are scheduled from noon until 4, including family fun, food, prizes, discounts, and several informative seminars. I'm one of those, and I'll be there at 2:30. All the proceeds from my appearance benefit Serenity High in McKinney. If you want more information on that event, it's 214-677-9000, 214-677-9000. And again, I'll be at 2450 Esters Boulevard in the DFW area at the brand new location of Statewide Remodeling. Let's go back to our phone lines, and next up is going to be Charles in Kemp. Charles, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil.
How can I help you?
My question is, how do I get rid of poinsettias? My wife received a plant, I think, about 3 or 4 years ago, and a potted plant, and I transplanted it into my flower bed, and now it is taking over my end of the world.
Are you talking about the Christmas poinsettia or a little plant called summer poinsettia?
Well, I really don't know.
All right, are its leaves the size of your thumb or the size of a saucer?
No, they're the size of my thumb.
All right, that's summer poinsettia. That's a little plant that has a, and it is more invasive. The other one would freeze.
Yes.
So it comes up from seed every year, and the easiest way to get rid of, never had the question before, honestly, but the easiest way to get rid of it would be to mulch the bed with 2 or 3 inches of pine bark mulch, and then as you see it coming up, just scratch across the soil surface with a hoe. You don't have to chop it at all. You could do it with one hand, but it's easier to control the hoe with both hands. But I'm just trying to say it's not a hard task at all, but the mulch is the secret.
Okay. But what it's doing, it's crossed my out of my flower bed over into my yard, and I have
right, in the turf,
some grass.
Yeah, in the turf.
Yes.
In the turf, Charles, you can use a broadleafed weed killer containing 2,4-D to control it, but you'll have to be very careful to direct it away from your desirable plants, from your shrubs and ground covers, things like that.
Okay.
Mowing should take care of it there. It's not going to be able to withstand the mowing for very long. That'd be
right.
My experience. I've never had it escape like that, so I can't really picture how it would operate.
It's a beautiful plant, but if you leave it unattended, you know, it'll get like knee-high, and it just shades out everything else, and nothing else will grow under it.
Well, it's a happy plant to be where it is. That happens. That happens with some of our cultivated flowers when they're happy and they do very well, and then suddenly we have a little more Ruellia than we want, for example. There are a lot of them that will do that. But that's what I would do.
Okay. Thanks for
calling. I appreciate it. Kevin in Willow Park, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning. I got a simple question for you.
Well, it's a simple man you're asking it of, so that's a good combination.
No. I figured I'd have a lot of advice, but I figured I'd ask a professional. I let my pine tree limbs get a little low, like I hit them with the lawnmower all the time. Nothing bigger than 1 inch, but once they're full of pecans, they'll be hitting the ground. Is it a bad time now to trim them up a little bit?
No, you can do it now. In fact, I very often at my home will prune my pecans at this time of year, and the reason for that is that as they leaf out, it's just amazing to me the impact that leaves have on a tree, on a branch of a pecan, a long branch. They will bring it down 12 or 15 or 18 inches to a point where it may suddenly bang into the roof, or it may suddenly block a vision at an intersection, or, you know, they lower down. Or they may shade the lawn excessively. And so for any of those reasons, it's okay to remove them now. It's not the end of the world at all. I like to prune pecans and other shade trees in the middle of the winter when they're totally dormant. Having said that, I always book my tree service people, the ones I did the ad for earlier, I always book them sometime during the growing season to work on my pecans, because I want them to be able to see what branches are alive and which ones are dead. So, you know, I don't even practice what I, in theory, preach. It's not a big deal. The bigger deal for you, Kevin, is if you have any branches of any size, you want to do a three-step pruning removal, where you do an undercut about a foot out from the trunk, a third of the way into the bottom of the branch. Then you go out 2 or 3 inches farther and you cut from the top down. And then as the weight of the branch starts to peel the bark on the bottom side of the branch, the undercut will stop that peeling before it reaches the trunk.
Yeah, then you can go back and trim it smooth.
Yeah, then you come back and clean it up to about a quarter of an inch of the branch collar. Otherwise, you'll peel the bark all the way down the trunk.
Oh, okay, well, that'll be good, because me and my grandson, I take him riding on the lawnmower. Me and him are already having a dodge.
So you won't have to dodge anymore. You can do that.
All right, appreciate your call.
Thank you, sir. All righty. Let's see. Let's take our break, and then we'll come back to Linda in Dallas. That opens up a couple of lines in a hurry there for you. Good time to call right now. 214-787-1820. And then also you have 800-288-WBAP. That's 800-288-9227. On a Verizon phone, it would be pound 820. We have our very special offer going on for a very limited time more at Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. Our magazine is normally $23.95 per year, but I have an offer where you will be getting it for less than $15 per year. Oh, my. Now, that is a huge discount from $23.95 to less than $15 per year, and the offer is you get 3 years of the magazine at $44.95. That's how you get the less than $15, a three-year subscription. Very frankly, I don't have to send you renewal notices, and those cost money. It's easy enough for me to do this and to know that you're going to be getting our magazine for 3 years, and that's how we can pass such a good savings on to you. The three-year price normally is $59.95. You're paying $44.95, and it's good for new and renewing subscribers. Now, we'll have our office open only until 11 o'clock today, so that is your deadline if you want to get this offer. You need to call today. You need to call before 11 today. Satisfaction is completely guaranteed, or I'll refund every penny. The only gardening magazine that can call itself the definitive word in Texas horticulture. Every word written just for Texas, for your landscape and garden. Satisfaction guaranteed, 3 years, new or renewal, and it's just $44.95. Call 1-800-752-GROW, 800-752-GROW. Call before 11, 1-800-752-4769.
Since 1983, the experts at WhizQ Stone have been a leader across the Metroplex, turning landscape dreams into reality. With 22 acres of beautiful natural stones such as flagstone, decorative cobblestone, boulders, river rock, and gravel, the skilled professionals at WhizQ Stone can help you have the outdoor living area you've always wanted. Visit their outside showroom of extensive displays, which will inspire and help you to create and design your personal outdoor paradise. With many different water features and sitting areas, they have used every element in hardscapes and plantings to show the beauty of all these products and how they can be used in your home. WhizQ professionals will conduct free how-to classes on Saturday, May 5th, how to install thin veneer stone, and on Saturday, May 12th, how to build a fire pit and seating wall. All classes will start at 10 a.m. each Saturday in the Lifestyle Display Gardens at WhizQ Stone. Visit the experts at WhizQ at their website at whizq.com. WhizQ Stone, leaders in hardscape and landscaping supplies, helping to build the lifestyle of your dreams. Dixon Brothers is a local family business that's been working with water since 1973, providing water garden and koi pond supplies, swimming pool equipment, pumps, motors, pool chemicals, floating fountain and water well pumps and supplies. It's time for relaxing poolside with friends and family, soaking up the sunshine, cooling off in the sparkling blue pool water, right? No? Well, get yourself to Dixon Brothers and get help. Keep your pool trouble-free this year with new Pool Life Bright Stick Sanitizer. This sanitizing stick contains exclusive Clear Care technology to simultaneously kill algae and clarify your water. Bright Sticks can be safely dropped into your skimmer for long-lasting results. Don't work harder on your pool, work smarter. With Bright Sticks from Pool Life's exclusive Pool Care Collection and Dixon Brothers. Pool Life Bright Sticks are available at Dixon Brothers, the Metroplex Authority in swimming pool equipment and care, floating fountains, water gardens, and koi ponds. Visit Dixon Brothers Showroom at 204 North Galloway in Mesquite or call 972-288-7537. 972-288-7537. DICKSON.
Don't let annoying insects ruin your outdoor fun this year. Fight back with Ortho's 1-2 Punch. There are a lot of insects out there. Step 1, use Ortho Home Defense Max Insect Killer to create an insect barrier to kill insects inside and keep insects outside. It protects against ants, roaches, and spiders for up to 12 months indoors on non-porous surfaces. That even includes black widow and brown recluse. Satisfaction is guaranteed. Pick up the new Ortho Home Defense Max bottle with the Comfort Wand, a revolutionary battery-powered applicator. It's the easy way to spray. No more trigger, no more pull and spray. Step 2, apply Ortho Bug Be Gone Max to your lawn and garden at the first sign of insect activity or damage. It's easy to apply and fast-acting. It'll take care of more than 100 listed outdoor insects for up to 3 months. Get the powerful 1-2 punch of Home Defense Max and Bug Be Gone Max from Ortho. Defend what's yours. Always read all product labels and follow their directions. To find a retailer near you, log into ortho.com. Ortho Bug Be Gone Max, Ortho Home Defense Max. Two more fine products from ortho.com. back to our phone lines, and we go to Linda in Dallas. Linda, this is Neil. Good morning.
Hi, Neil.
How can I help
Sunday.
You? Hi.
I just have a quick question. There's a solution that you can flush into your pipes to kill roots, and the plumber had recommended that. But I'm just wondering if it can damage the tree roots or the tree.
It kills the roots. It's a copper material, and it kills the tree roots. I don't know that it's going to get rid of the blockage. It will keep them from coming back. But it's available at most home centers, hardware stores, places of that sort. What kind of sewer lines do you have? Are they the old-fashioned tile lines?
The house was built in the 70s.
Yeah, that's going to be PVC pipe. I am amazed.
We just keep having trouble with roots.
All right. I really don't know a thing about what I'm talking about.
I take the
pressure off myself by saying that. Having said that, I wonder if you have a broken line somewhere or something that is allowing the roots to get in. You're not on a septic system, are you?
No.
All right, so you don't have a leach line. Therefore, these are glue joints. That should be completely watertight. There should be no way for roots to get into that sewer line. In the 70s, the old orange slip tile, I don't think was used much after the 50s or 60s. Uh-huh. That's where I really don't know. I'm not in construction, but I know that we built our home in 1977, and everything we did was plastic pipe. So you might want to inquire just a little bit more of your plumber. Is there any chance we have a broken line somewhere that's allowing this infiltration? Because if that's the case, maybe grinding the roots out one time and then fixing whatever the break is.
That makes sense.
That break could be small enough that the line is usually fairly far down, that the leakage that's occurring would be going down and you really wouldn't even be aware of it, but the tree roots are. So I'd ask a few more questions. That would be my only concern.
Okay.
All right.
So as far as the trees, if I ever do choose to use it, I don't need to worry about damaging the trees.
No.
Okay.
No,
okay,
there wouldn't
great.
Be enough of it. It will burn those roots and only those roots. Appreciate your call.
All right.
Let's go to Keith in Sulphur Springs. Keith, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
How may I help?
This is the third year I've had the problem. For the 2 years I've had a bee man come out, have bees in a building, and I'm tired of, I need to get something that, quite frankly, they're stinging me and stinging grandkids, so it's time to, I need to kill them, find some product just to kill them out so I can get rid of them. They're minutes now.
All right.
This will be the third time I've
No, I heard that, and I'm with you. This is a little similar to the immediately prior call in that it gets into a field that I don't work in. I'm not a structural pest person. I'm going to become the unpaid, court-appointed defendant of the bees for a moment. They got to be getting in some way, and I would try to figure out how they're getting in and block that after you do one more round of eradication. I know they can be messy. I understand that. And I also understand the stinging, and my wife is very sensitive to bee stings. I'm not trying to talk you out of getting rid of them or save them and start raising bees. I'm not trying to do that. But if you kill this round of them, you're going to get more of them. You need to figure out how they're getting in, and that's where a good entomologist and a good pest elimination company could help you, I think, Keith. Then you could solve the actual problem and get rid of these bees one more time. And bees are critical to our environment. Here's my little bit of a sermon. Please, this keeps the bee people from calling me when I say this, so just bear with me on this one. I understand your side completely. Bees are critical, and we are short on bees now. For whatever the reason, the bee population has dropped, and so I'm an advocate to do anything we can to save the bees. So my step one, two, three-step thing would be step one, get a really good bee person, come remove the bees, get them out of here one more time, put up with it one more time, find out in the process of all of that, how are they getting in here time after time, and plug up that opening. That doesn't take much of a hole for them to get in, and then move on with life. That's my answer. How bad was that?
That's what we did with the second year.
Yeah.
I thought I actually put some boards over where they'd gone in. And,
well, they've got another entrance of some sort.
Yeah, I know they do.
Yeah.
They go through.
Please, they're going to come back. You kill them, they're still going to come back. You're buying yourself some time when there's a bigger issue out there.
Yeah, I can leave the boards off the building for a month, and they won't. You know, then at least I can spray them if they won't.
I would talk to your county extension office and ask for help with an entomologist from Texas A&M.
Okay,
that's
a good idea.
That's the best advice I have. I'm out of my element on this, but that's where I would turn. I hope it helps. Thank you, sir, so much. All right. All right, let's see. Let's try to help Jeff in Fort Worth. I have about a minute and a half or so. Jeff, how can I help?
Hey, Neil. Hi. I'm growing blackberries for the first time. I planted 10 bare-rooted blackberries this winter, variety Natchez.
Okay.
I'm getting great growth. I can identify the big, thick primacanes. However, most of the canes coming up are the smaller ones that are flowering and setting fruit. So my question is two-part. One, do I need to do anything? Is that of concern? And two, do I still cut those fruiting canes back down to the ground when they're done, even though they're first-year canes?
Yes, you would cut them back. They'll not bear again. It's unusual for them to behave the way yours are. So
okay.
I think I would. Wow, that's half a minute early. I'm sorry. I'm going to need to leave earlier than I thought. But I would try to. You're not going to get enough fruit to matter. You might even take them off right now and put all that energy into your primacanes, your big new canes.
Even though I'm probably 85% of my canes are the smaller ones now.
Yeah, you don't want to weaken the plants too much. I must run for some reason. We'll be back.